What is Cafe Mocha? Cafe Mocha is experts, celebrities.
Hey, this is John Legend.
Yours truly, Idris Elba.
This is Fantasia.
I am Ian LeVincent.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Tamar Braxton.
Music and features from a woman's perspective. Intriguing conversation, the swag award, espresso, the mocha mix. So much more. All from a woman's perspective.
What flavor are you, baby?
This is Cafe Mocha.
Lonnie Love got to fly to Hawaii and kick it with Kevin Hart. She's going to ask about his new bride, the kids, mending fences with his ex, and of course, the new movie, What Now? Lonnie Love and Kevin Hart this hour on Cafe Mocha. Let's go to Lonnie Love with Kevin Hart in Hawaii. Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you for inviting me to Hawaii.
Aloha. Mahalo. Aloha. That's how we speak here on the island.
We are really in Hawaii, people, okay? We're about to do this, all right? You just got married. Congratulations on your new marriage.
Yeah, I'm a married man. Took me off the market. Chocolate is in the freezer, baby. Put me in a Ziploc bag. I'm cold. That's right. I'm frozen up. I'm off the market, baby. This steak ain't on the grill no more.
She must be here. That's why you're right talking there. Like that. There she's right over there. Yeah. Okay, see? I love it. You had a previous relationship and you have two beautiful kids. I love those children. How do you make a blended family work?
In the beginning, it was definitely tough.
Yeah.
I went through the divorce and getting remarried.
Mm-hmm.
My goal was to eventually get my ex-wife to be my friend,
mm-hmm.
simply because we have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven and Hendrix are our priority.
Yes.
How can we be the dopest parents ever? The best way to do that is by being friends.
Speaking about family, you have a really funny bit about your son. I want to show a clip of you talking about Hendrix, whole thing.
I hear my son coming down the steps. I hear his flip-flops popping. They popping fast. So that means he walking with a purpose. Something's wrong. He get downstairs. He got an attitude. Dad! Wi-Fi's down. What? What, do you want me to reboot it? Because nobody else seems to care.
I just love it.
That's my son, though. You know, I wish that I could make this stuff up. It's real. I think if I don't have real situations to stand on, I don't have material.
Right.
My kids give me material. I love that they're turning into, you know, amazing individuals, man. I see so much of myself in them, but the funniest things to me are the simplest.
Are you guys gonna have more children?
I think I am. Me and my wife are talking about it, man. I definitely want one. You know, timing is everything. My schedule's crazy. We're trying to see the right time for me to go to get to work. Start putting them lumps in the bed.
Uh-oh. I like it.
That's right.
Kevin Hart's new movie, What Now, is in theaters now. More ahead with Lonnie Love and Kevin Hart. It's Cafe Mocha. Back to Lonnie Love one-on-one with Kevin Hart.
You started from Philly, now you're here.
Yes, ma'am.
How you feel about that?
I feel amazing. Just because I'm here doesn't mean I forgot what's over there.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart is Kevin Hart because of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I come from humble beginnings, and I will always remember that.
And you're doing a lot of stuff for Philly.
Oh, man, I actually, for Philadelphia, I bought 500 laptops, and they stole them the next day. True story.
I remember.
Yeah, true story. But it didn't set me back, so I said, okay, well, we can't give the electronics, you know, let's do something else.
Okay.
Well, we're going to just throw some money in the account
right. And
let them figure out a way to get it.
Right,
so
right.
My approach to doing things are different, but I went and bought 500 laptops, they stole them. True story.
When we were filming Soul Plane, could you have ever imagined that you would be here?
If I told you no, that means that I would be a liar. The dream of where you ultimately say you're going to go
mm-hmm.
is what you have to make a reality.
Mm-hmm.
Doing Soul Plane was, this is the first one of many. I got that door slammed right in my face. That movie didn't do what I thought it was going to do. That Hollywood window closed up fast, didn't it? Wait, what y'all mean it bombed? Hold on, wait. So what? Hold on, where the phone? Ain't nobody calling?
Nobody.
I took that hard punch to the stomach and I said, all right.
We took it all on the chin.
No, okay. You gotta take that punch, and when you get punched, you back up. Now, you either gonna reset, and you gonna come back in and throw some punches, or you gonna go, all right, that's enough.
Right.
I said, I got some more punches to throw, man. Uh-huh. People say, why do you have that drive? Why is he so motivated? Why not? Mm-hmm. Why do you not want everything that you can possibly get in this world? Mm.
More coming up with Kevin Hart on Cafe Mocha. Cafe Mocha, Kevin Hart's new movie, What Now, is in theaters. Lonnie loves kicking it with him in Hawaii.
Kevin Darnell Hart.
Yes, ma'am.
I am so proud of you. Bruh, no, you are my comedy brother. Look at you. We are in Hawaii for your movie, What Now? Tell me about it.
For me, with anything that I'm doing, it's what is the legacy of Kevin Hart going to be? Mm-hmm. How can I change stand-up comedy for our generation?
Exactly.
From I'm a Grown Little Man, which was my first special, to right. Seriously Funny, to Laugh at My Pain, to Let Me Explain, to Now What Now, it was all about progression. So this is special because I had to surpass what I did mm-hmm. with Let Me Explain. Mm-hmm. I said, how am I going to do that? Well, doing that was performing at a football stadium, selling it out, 53,000 people, Philadelphia, PA.
53,000
people
at the Lincoln Financial Center. No, that has never
it's
been
huge.
Done.
It's never been done.
It's never been done.
Yeah.
How did you get Halle Berry? Halle Berry don't mess with everybody.
She all don't.
Her baby daddies are all French. They French. That's how Halle Berry is.
Well, I got great friends. I felt adding Halle, it was above and beyond. I told mm-hmm. you, anything that I do, how do I make it great? What's mm-hmm. my wow effect? Halle Berry gave me that wow effect.
Yeah. Your audience is worldwide. They're mainstream.
One thing that doesn't separate people is laughter. We all laugh. Mm-hmm. So if I can do something that everybody does, that means I'm technically bringing people closer together.
Exactly.
I want to make change. The best way to do that is to be an example. But the problems that we have going on in the world, it's easy for me to stand up here and be aggressive and be angry, mm-hmm. which I am. Mm-hmm. But it takes a stronger man to say, hey, I want people to start listening and stop reacting. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you laughter, and I'm going to put us all in the same room.
I love it.
Because you all love me. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I'm going to say my 2 cents on what I have to say, and I hope that you listen to me. Mm-hmm. And I hope that this becomes contagious and it spreads.
I feel you.
It's contagious.
It is.
Positivity is contagious.
It is.
I am the most positive individual on this planet, man.
Kevin, any last thoughts?
Yes.
And we go.
I live by the 3 L's. Living, loving, laughing. I want to see us as people get better.
You heard the man. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you so much. Love you. Give me a hug.
For those who couldn't make it to the amazing opening of the Smithsonian African American Museum of History and Culture, Clifton Ross of Sunday's Best was there. He's got details on the event and his new CD.
So I can have you back.
It's Cafe Mocha. One of the big moments that happened in D.C. was just recently, and it was the unveiling, long-awaited unveiling, mind you, of the Smithsonian, the African American Museum of History and Culture. On the line, we know him from Sunday's Best. He's one of the winners. He was at one of our Cafe Mocha Salute Her last year. Clifton Ross III. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am good. It's been a minute since we've seen each other, but I'm calling you because I know that you were at the unveiling of the Smithsonian, so I want to know how it went, what went down.
Man, it was electrifying.
Yeah.
Just the energy. If you were standing outside, if you were inside any floor of the room, the energy was electrifying. Everybody, it seemed like, felt the same thing.
Right.
Just a sense of pride. Just, it was... I had chills the whole time, Angelique, watching Howard Gospel Choir sing as people walked in from old to young. Everyone just seemed so happy and so proud. Like,
right.
I will never forget that moment.
Was it, I mean, I know that Howard's choir is like memorialized in the museum, right?
Yes. And for me, like, I was standing out watching. These are like my babies. I directed the Hollywood After Bride for 7 years. So to stand there and watch them sing as people walked in, I was on Facebook Live. So I had about 1,000 people literally watching on Facebook Live. People are commenting like, thank you for sharing. Oh, I feel so proud to be an African American. I mean, it was, everybody just felt the same thing. It was, I still think about it now.
See, I'm upset in a way because I wasn't in D.C. at the time that this was happening. And so if you're in Atlanta, if you were in Atlanta or you were in Chicago or New York or, you know, Houston or somewhere like that, the energy for us outside of D.C., it was a picture, a 20-second blurb on the news. They didn't cover it the way it should have been covered. So that's one of the reasons that I wanted to invite you to talk about it, because I feel like a lot of people, it was just like that picture of Michelle Obama and President George W., and that was sort of the extent of it.
Oh, no, it was thousands of people in there. I mean, Stevie Wonder on the stage, singing Dave Chappelle. I mean, like, literally you could go throughout the whole entire museum. There was food, there was drinks, there was, I mean, people dressed in their best just to celebrate such a wonderful moment. I was honored to be in there. I was looking around like, oh, let me make sure my tie is straight. You know, people watch people looking. It was amazing.
I'm talking to Sunday's Best winner, Clifton Ross III, about the unveiling of the brand new African American Museum of History and Culture, the Smithsonian, that opened in D.C. But, you know, I can't invite you here on Cafe Mocha without talking about the music. So when we come back, a little bit more on what's going on in your career, because I know that's what you really want to talk about.
Oh, yes. You know, I have a few things to say.
What's being talked about on the street, online, and sister to sister? It's Did Y'all See
on Cafe Mocha.
So, did y'all see that Toya actually released text message from Lil Wayne in her new memoir? And Lil Wayne was talking about how he always tries to pick women who have traits like Toya. Do you try to pick traits from your first love and new partners?
Maybe for men, that might be more so be the case. But for women, unless, you know, you haven't healed from certain wounds of your, you know, your first loves or past loves, keep it moving. You know, you want to have growth and a new experience. And I don't think going to the past will help you find that.
Those are our thoughts. For more, check us out at MadameNoir.com.
That was Did Y'all See with the ladies of Madame Noir on Cafe Mocha.
For more, check out CafeMochaRadio.com.
We're talking to Sunday Best winner Clifton Ross III, and you have a new EP that just came out like this weekend, right?
Yes, it came out the 14th, and I'm so excited about it. People have been calling, people have been posting, and I'm just sitting there like, oh my God, it's almost like it was a baby that has just been in the incubator forever, and now it's finally birthed. And to hear how people are being blessed and all for my baby.
Yes.
You know, I'm so excited. I can't even explain how that feels.
Well, congratulations. What do we expect?
Thank you.
From this, from the EP?
Well, it's true, authentic music. It's a true, authentic sound that I've had to journey for years through and find my own sound. And it's really my mountains and my valleys and my posture through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that the posture of peace is the best way to be. So you have to find peace while you're waiting on your dreams to come to pass. You have to find peace to encourage yourself while you're going forth. And, you know, through everything isn't easy. You know, there's always going to be a test or some type of journey that's attached to whatever big thing you have before your life. So it's good to have some tools that can help you and ease the pain or make it a little easier, give you a little light along the way. And I believe that this music does that. So it's been a blessing to me. And so apparently it's a blessing to others. So I'm excited about it.
Clifton Ross III, he is a Sunday's Best winner. His EP just came out like just now. It's called I Believe God. And thank you so much. How do people, I know we're friends on Instagram and stuff, but how do people follow you on social media?
Well, everything is my name, Clifton Ross III. That's Clifton Ross. I. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all those others, YouTube. I try my best to respond to everybody and just keep everybody lifted and, you know, engaged in my life.
Well, thank you so much for checking back in. It's literally been a year. I mean,
a year, literally.
Because Cafe Mocha Salute Her New York went on like 3 days ago, Thursday. And so that's where we last saw each other, with you up there singing with Tamela Mann.
I know, right? This is our anniversary, Angelique.
It is. Happy anniversary, Clifton.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
My pleasure, yes.
All right, cool, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, of course. I'll talk to you soon.
Okie doke.
The Espresso is brought to you by the Toyota Green Initiative. I'm Angelique. Why did it take 100 years to get the Smithsonian African American Museum launched? Judge Robert Wilkins explains.
Well, early on, you know, you had, you know, white members of Congress say, you know, there's no need for to document contributions and achievements of African Americans because there are none. You know, I think we had to reach a level of maturity to say this is a painful history and a shameful history in some aspects. Doesn't mean we have to try to sweep it under the rug.
Judge Wilkins' book, Long Hard Road to Truth, breaks down the making of this museum. Hillary Clinton has a new ad featuring the cast of Empire.
What will we tell the future generation?
Trayvon Martin, Sandra Bland, Freddie Gray, Philando Castile.
The violence and nasty rhetoric against mankind is unacceptable.
If Trump gets into office,
it will only get worse.
Make sure you go out and vote Tuesday, November 8th. That's The Espresso. I'm Angelique.
Smooth as silk with a little something on top.
This is not just radio.
It's Cafe Mocha. Hang on to your seat and adjust the volume. It's time for the Mocha Mix. 10 minutes of pure mocha. Right about now. Now.
DJ EQ in the Mocha Mix. Go ahead, EQ. Thanks, girl. And thanks to everybody who came out to Salute Her New York. Our next stop is Chicago in December. Kevin Hart is in theaters this weekend. Make sure you check out What Now. I'm Angelique. Until next weekend, you can reach us on all platforms at Cafe Mocha Radio.
Cafe Mocha is a production of Miles Ahead Broadcasting in partnership with Westwood One. Executive producer Sheila Eldridge. Writer and producer Angelique Perrin. For comments, booking, and more information, visit CafeMochaRadio.com.